Cajun, Cajun basketball. Getting Cajuns have just been introduced by public address announcer T.D. Smith, and that means we're close to getting ready to tipping this one off tonight. Tim Gaddis is the referee this evening. Brett Smith, Rick Shoulders are the umpires. It is Saturday night in the Sun Belt. We're going to have a nice crowd here this evening as some of these gaps are starting to get filled in. And the non-season ticket sections, we're seeing some people in there tonight. So that's a good thing. Also good to have the alumni band here. The alumni band was here last Saturday, here again tonight. And we appreciate them filling in while the Raging Brass take some time off during the holidays. UNO has already come onto the court. They are dressed in blue with silver numerals. Silver stripe down the sides. Cajuns dressed in the home whites. Last time for Bo McCaleb here in the Dome. He's never won here, and that's amazing when you consider what a great player he is. But he always hasn't had the supporting cast. This year he's got it. And it looks as though, the way they're matching up, it looks as though McCaleb is going to guard Gradnego early. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds and who he guards. That's going to be, I think, very important as far as this the plans of the Cajuns are concerned this evening. Wilson and Elias both wear 32. And the tap all the way in the backcourt. Daigle controls. The Cajuns are right to left in your radio to start it off. Millsap with a basketball. Daigle over on the right wing. Daigle looking inside. Instead, dribbles with the left hand. Goes to Millsap on the left wing. Millsap starts to penetrate. Stops. Fades from 18. And that is no good. And the rebound comes down to UNO. Reynolds quickly in the front court. New Orleans in transition. Now he pulls it out. Bounce pass up top to Dykes. Goes to the right side to McCaleb. It is Daigle guarding him early. Over on the left side, Reynolds. Gets it to Parlow. Parlow gets the screen, thought about the shot, instead goes to McCaleb. Now over to Reynolds. Reynolds starts to penetrate, got into the paint, kicks it back outside. McCaleb will shoot from the outside and miss, and the rebound comes down to Daigle for the Cajuns. Daigle comes front court, left wing, Millsap alone for three, no, back of the iron. Avery Milson, the offensive rebound, Daigle now to Gradnego. In the corner to Gary, 19-footer, no good. Rebound, battled for, coming way outside, and Daigle controls for the Cajuns. They'll get a third shot at it. Gradnego up top to Millsap. Left side to Daigle. Looking inside, the entry pass to Milson. Milson backing in against Elias. Kicks it back outside to Gary. Gary dribbles to the left wing, now to Daigle, 19 on the shot clock. Daigle being guarded by Reynolds. McCaleb is guarding Lorian Gary right now. There's the pass out to Gradnego. Got his feet set for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to UNO. Four cracks at it. Cajuns couldn't knock one down. Parlow in the middle. Now to Dykes. Drives all the way to the basket. Shot blocked by Wilson and out of bounds. UNO will keep the basketball. 18-20 to go in a scoreless game. UNO will feed it in. We won't be able to see the inbounds pass because of the fans who are still standing. Millsap is guarding McCaleb. Reynolds being guarded by Daigle. Bounce pass over to Dykes. Dykes with the entry to McCaleb, posting down low. Puts the shot up with one hand, no good. His tap up is no good. We got a whistle on the rebound and a foul on the Cajuns. Foul will go to Millsap. It'll be his first and the team's first. It'll send McCaleb to the line for two. You do not want to get in a free throw shooting contest with this New Orleans team. As a team, they shoot 74%, tops in the Sun Belt. McCaleb is 83%, and his first free throw is good. Where McCaleb has improved the most in his career is his ability to shoot the basketball. Second free throw, he missed it, and the rebound comes to Millsap. 1-0, UNO leads. We have played 2 minutes here at the Cajun Dome. Daigle with a basketball. Jump pass over to Millsap. Elijah between the circles, hands it off to Daigle. Couple of dribbles to Millsap once again, just to the left of the key. Now top to the left wing, Daigle for three. That one won't go. Rebound up, no. Offensive rebound, Milson puts it off. Gary with a dunk, and they're going to wave it off and call offensive goaltending. So New Orleans continues to lead it 1-0. The Cajuns are 0 for the night, and they've had some good looks early. Cajuns will offer full court pressure this time. Parlow will feed it in. Gradnigo is guarding him. Millsap has McCaleb. Daigle has got Reynolds. Dykes is being guarded by Gary, and then, of course, the two big men, Milson and Elias. Reynolds into the front court, bounce pass on the high post to Dykes. There's the entry pass to Elias, moves in on Milson, puts the shot up inside, no good. Rebound tapped up and in. They will give Elias credit for it. It is 3-0, UNO. Daigle comes into the front court, gets it over to Gradnigo. Has the ball knocked away by Parlow, the freshman got it back. Gradnigo brings it out between the circles to Millsap, now to Daigle. We've played almost 3 minutes. Cajuns have yet to scratch. Millsap on the right wing. Eli starts the drive, gets cut off, keeps the basketball. Feed inside to Gary. Gary goes inside, is fouled by Elias. For the big man is first and the team's first. It'll send Lorion Gary to the free throw line where he's 63% on the season. Courtney Wallace checks in for the Cajuns. Avery Milson goes out.
Checking in for the Cajuns, number 42, Courtney Wallace.
Gary's first free throw is good, and the crowd can sit down. One more free throw coming for the sophomore out of Lafayette High, Karen Crow, out of Lafayette, rather, Karen Crow High School. And he got them both. 3-2, UNO lead, 16:55 left to go. Reynolds in the backcourt. There's the full court pressure to McCaleb, back to Reynolds. Jump pass, got it to Parlow. Parlow takes it inside and then throws it away, but the Cajuns, Lorion Gary, touched it last. Parlow will feed it in on the baseline. Got it into Elias. Kicks it out to Reynolds. Reynolds starts to penetrate, 15-footer, shot at 14. Rebound on the court. Gary comes down with it for the Cajuns. Daigle front court. Entry pass to Wallace. Puts up a 12-footer, shot at 13. Tapped up and in by Millsap. First field goal for the Cajuns. They lead it 4-3, 16-22 to go. Reynolds in the front court. Parlow starts his drive. Daigle knocks it away. Reynolds runs it down for UNO. Reynolds high post pass to Dykes. One dribble, got his pass over on the wing. Parlow for three, no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot three shots.
Come on!
Foul will go to Gradnigo, his first, team's first. Robert Lee not real happy with that call. Parlow is an 84% free throw shooter. As Ronge Suleiman is getting ready to check into the game. No, he's not. They just got TD just misidentified Parlow. Second free. Parlow chance for the hat trick. Parlow gets all three. 6-4 Privateers, 16 minutes to go. Daigle comes into the front court for the Cajuns. Reynolds is guarding him. Pass, bad pass. And stolen by McCaleb, who will get a layup on the other end. But that was not just a steal by McCaleb, that was a bad pass by Daigle. 8-4 UNO leads, 15-42. We'll get an official's timeout, next dead ball. Millsap front court, Wallace's entry pass thrown away. Chris Gradnigo looked at him and pointed up as if to say, don't make the bounce pass through the alley-oop. We'll get an official's timeout. 15:35 left to play first half. Your score, New Orleans 8, Louisiana 4. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Neither team exactly scorching the Nets earlier. Spinell's Morris flash stats. New Orleans 2 of 7 from the field, 0 for 1 from 3-point range, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Cajuns just 1 of 8, 0 for 3 beyond the arc, 2 for 2 from the line. Rebounds 8-5 in favor of Louisiana. Cajuns have turned it over 3 times, though early. New Orleans has yet to turn the basketball over. Florida International leads Florida Atlantic 33-15, 6 minutes to go in the first half. Middle Tennessee early over Denver 6-3. Utah Valley State leads Troy 7-2. Western Kentucky over South Alabama 4-2. And Arkansas State UALR tied 5-5. All of the first 4 minutes of the game. Robert Lee Rebounders Club meets Monday, 12 noon at the Lafayette Townhouse. Chance for you to enjoy a great meal and talk Raging Cajun basketball. Lunch is just $10 if you're a member, $20 if you're not. You can join when you get there. Rebounders Club Luncheon every Monday during the month of January at the Lafayette Townhouse. UNO with a basketball. Reynolds comes into the front court, guarded by Daigle. Dribbles it over to the right wing, farther right to Parlow. There's a double team, and it's out of bounds, and a steal. Gradnigo knocked it off of Parlow. Parlow looks at the official Rick Shoulders and says, you got to be kidding me. So the Cajuns get the first UNO turnover of the game. As Daigle brings it front court, Cajuns with a chance to cut into the lead. Pass to Gradnigo. He, on the dribble, shoots a 15-footer, shot at 14, and the rebound comes down to Parlow. Down to McCaleb quickly. Bo goes inside. Rejected by LaRyan Gary. And out of bounds.
Will you quit wanting to play ball? You baby.
Parlow will feed it in on the baseline. Gets it into Elias, shoots the 14-footer, no good. Millsap with a rebound for the Cajuns. Daigle, left wing to Gradnigo, right back to Randell. Right back to Gradnigo again. Wallace calling for the basketball, but he can't get open. Daigle now right side to Millsap. Cajuns getting ready to make some substitutions. Millsap gets it back to Daigle, 14:45 to go. Randell gets a screen over to the left wing. Now Wallace at the free throw line, 15-footer good. Courtney Wallace makes it an 8-6 game, 14:34 left to play in the first half. Into the front court comes UNO, Parlow with a basketball. Started to penetrate, kicked it back to Dykes. Dykes jump pass over in the corner, Reynolds for three, good. They can all shoot it if you leave them open. Reynolds 35% from three-point range, 11-6. UNO lead 5, it's their biggest of the game. Gary over to Gradnigo, long three, no good. Shooting woes continue for the youngster from Lake Charles. Here we come back the other way. McCaleb got inside and is fouled. Foul is on Gradnigo. That'll be his second. Team foul number three. McCaleb back to the line for two. First one for McCaleb's good. Tyron Johnson, David Dees, Travis Bureau into the game. Millsap, Gary, Gradnigo go out. New Orleans will make a substitution as well. They'll get Keyshawn Myers into the contest. McCaleb one out of two this trip down. Pass quickly into the front court. Bureau fires for three. That's no good. Courtney Wallace, the offensive rebound, and he's fouled. That'll go to Elias. That'll be his second. Joe Pasternak will get Yaroslav Tierna into the game. He's a freshman out of the Czech Republic. He will replace Elias after the first free throw. Courtney Wallace, 52% free throw shooter, gets a pair. 6-point New Orleans lead, 12-6, 13:50 to go. And Wallace misses the first free throw.
Second in for
Wallace, second free throw. That's in and out. Rebound battled for, and New Orleans comes down with it. Reynolds comes front court. Bounce pass goes to Dykes. Top of the key. Dykes, one dribble, right back to Reynolds. Reynolds, one dribble. Now the bounce pass to Tierna. Wallace has to go out the three-point range to guard him. Now to McCaleb. McCaleb gets a screen, slashes to the basket, puts it off glass and hits. McCaleb's got a half dozen. New Orleans lead 8 at 14-6, 13-13 left to play. Daigle, D's now to Johnson over on the left wing. Got it up top to Bureau. Bureau over to Daigle. Just to the right of the key. Right back to Bureau. Not a good pass, but Travis ran it down. Johnson, three-point range. Feed inside to Wallace. Puts it up inside. Had it blocked. Bureau taps the rebound to Daigle. Right back to Bureau. He's open for three. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound up and in. It's Tyron Johnson. Tyron Johnson makes it a 14-8 game. 12:35 left to play in the first half. Willie Lego getting ready to check in for Louisiana as McCaleb comes front court to Reynolds. Now over on the right side to Myers. Right back to McCaleb. McCaleb starts that drive. Kicks it over to Dykes for three. That's too strong. It's an air ball. Wallace with a rebound. Daigle front court. Got it to Dees for three. Front of the iron. No good. Rebound to UNO. Myers. Bounce pass. Reynolds layup good. Reynolds has five, 16-8 the score. 11:55 to go. We'll get an official's timeout next dead ball. Cajuns 20% from the field thus far. Wallace on the baseline. One dribble, and we're going to get a foul against UNO. It'll go to Tierna, and we'll get that official's timeout. For Tierna, that's his first. Team foul number three. Timeout on the court with 11:48 to go in the first half. And your score, New Orleans 16, Louisiana 8. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spinell's floor splash stats. New Orleans 5 of 13, 38%. 1 of 3 beyond the arc. 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Cajuns 3 of 16. That is 18%. They're 0 for 7 from 3-point range. 2 for 4. From the free throw line. Rebounds 14-10 in favor of Louisiana. Cajuns with three turnovers. New Orleans with one. McCaleb with six to lead UNO. Reynolds has added five. Nobody with more than two for the Cajuns. Elias and Reynolds each with three rebounds. Millsap has four for the Cajuns. It'll be Cajuns basketball when we get back to play. 16-8. New Orleans leads it with 11:48 to go in the first half. Cajuns feed it in on the baseline. Dees will do the honors. And he gets it way into the backcourt to Lego, who is now into the game. So it's Lego, Johnson, Milson, Dees, and Bureau. Just one guy who started the game is in there for Louisiana right now. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and will stay with the Cajuns. Pass intended for Dees was knocked away by McCaleb. McCaleb right now, by the way, is guarding Dees. As the feed comes into Lego. He's guarded by Myers. Over on the right wing to Dees. Farther right to Johnson. Johnson up top to Lego. Now to Bureau. Reverse the ball to Dees' left wing. It's Parlow guarding him now. Dees drives to the baseline. Got the pass to Milson. Outside to Lego. Pump fake. One dribble. 19-footer good. UNO's lead is 6 with 11:13 to go in the first half. Parlow puts it in the hands of McCaleb between the circles. Bo dribbles over to the right wing. Now breaks toward the basket. Puts the shot up off glass from 12 feet. Running 12-footer off the glass, and he hits. McCaleb's got 8. It's 18-10. Lego in the front court. Tyron Johnson on the right wing. Up top to Bureau. Now to Lego. Willie dribbles it over to the left wing, looking for Dees. Instead goes up top to Johnson. Right wing to Bureau. There's the entry pass inside. Avery Milson fouled on his way to the basket. That'll go to Tierna, and that'll be his second. And Avery Milson will go to the free throw line. But Avery, not a good free throw shooter. He is 1 out of 3 from the line this year.
Number 32, A. Wayne Milton.
First free throw, line drive back of the iron, no good. Asrange Suleiman will come in, 6'9 senior out of Bangui, Central African Republic. He played a lot last year, has not played much this year, but Tierna and Elias both on the bench with two fouls each, and so Suleiman will get a chance here. Second one from Milson, also no good, and the rebound comes down to Suleiman. Dykes will bring it up court. Make it Myers to McCaleb. Bow one dribble over to Myers. Almost went up and down. The ball loose in the court. Still loose. Milson gets it over to Johnson. Cajun steal. Bureau. Milson throws it away. Avery wasn't ready for the pass. And the Cajuns squander a 3-on-2 opportunity. McCaleb will walk it up court. Dees is guarding him. Over to Myers. Right back to McCaleb. Right back to Myers. Drives inside. His shot blocked by Johnson. Dees comes down with it for the Cajuns. Takes it all the way and puts it up. Good! And a foul. Foul will go to Myers. That'll be his first. Team foul number 5, David Dees with a chance for a 3-point play. Reynolds will come back in, Myers will go out. Dees, 67% free throw shooter. And his free throw missed, and the Cajuns are just 2 of 7 from the charity stripe. 18-12, privateer lead is 6. Reynolds brings it front court, bounce pass to Parlow. Got into the paint away from Bureau, and Bureau fouls him from behind. For Travis, that'll be his first. Team foul number 4. Parlow will go for the line. He's 3-for-3 tonight. I said this earlier, you don't want to get into a free throw shooting contest with this club. Parlow at the line for 2 as Daigle gets ready to check back in. First free throw is good. Elijah Millsap will come back in as well. And it will be Bureau to go out along with Lego. One more free throw coming from Parlow. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Milson. Daigle into the front court. Gets a screen. There's the double team. Swing it on the left wing to Johnson. Johnson, one dribble. Entry pass to Millsap. And Elijah, there's a kick ball. She tried to get the pass to the cutter going toward the basket. Shot clock will stay at 21. 9:20 to go first half. 7-point New Orleans lead, 19-12. Tyron Johnson shoots the 3. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Reynolds. Reynolds quickly front court. Lost the basketball. Got it back. Parlow over on the right wing. Gets inside 3-point range. Drives baseline right. Kicks it back outside. Touch pass to Reynolds. Drives baseline left. Kicks it back out to Parlow for 3. No good. Rebound to Tyron Johnson. To Daigle. Cajuns in transition. Millsap on the right wing. Eli takes it inside, and there's an offensive foul on Millsap. His second, team's 5th. Myers will come back into the game. And it will be McCaleb to get his first breather of the night. Cajuns, in the meantime, will get Gary, Wallace, and Grant to go back into the game. Milson, Johnson, and Millsap will go out. Millsap has to go out with the 2 fouls. Gradnigo is playing with 2. Cajuns 5 of 19, 26% shooting. Reynolds penetrates into the paint. Myers, fadeaway 15-footer. That's no good. Rebound to Courtney Wallace. New Orleans not tearing it up shooting either. Daigle comes into the front court. Feed inside to Gary. Puts it up inside on Solomine. Made him adjust the shot. Solomine winds up with the basketball. Parlow comes front court, left side. Gets a screen. Bounce pass over to Reynolds. Reynolds guarded by Daigle. Pulls it out between the circles. 8-11 to go in the first half. There's the screen and a bump as Daigle will be called for the foul for Randell, his first, team foul number six. Kendall Dykes will come back into the game. Jacob Manning had come in for just a minute. He's been bothered with knee injuries his whole career. He goes out. He's a fifth-year senior. He goes from Parlow to Reynolds. Now to Myers. Right back to Reynolds. Parlow. Reynolds again. Reynolds over on the right wing. Parlow drives baseline right, puts up the shot inside and hits. First field goal for Parlow. He's got six. 21-12, biggest lead of the night at nine. In the front court, Gradnego on the left wing. There's a bad pass and a Cajun turnover. Dykes brings it into the front court. Cajuns have turned it over six times. New Orleans just two. Reynolds with a basketball. Out between the circles, guarded by Daigle. Reynolds taking his time, gets a screen from Parlow, swings it over on the left side. Myers drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Reynolds. Reynolds gets another screen, penetrates, stops, 17-footer in and out, no good. Rebound battled for, Daigle keeps it alive for the Cajuns. Daigle comes front court, dribbles it over to the right wing. Gets it over to Dees and then back to Daigle. Under 7 minutes to go in the first half. Officials timeout. Next dead ball. Cajuns trailing by nine. Can't throw it in the ocean early. Dees, Wallace. Now to Gradnego, left wing. Chris starts his drive, and we've got a whistle away from the ball and a foul going to go on New Orleans. It'll be on Reynolds. That'll be his first, team foul number six. We'll get an officials timeout. 6:44 to go first half. New Orleans 21, Louisiana 12. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Here's Spinell's floor. Splash stats. New Orleans 7 of 19, 36%, 1 of 4 beyond the arc, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Cajuns are 5 of 20, 25%, 0 for 8 for 3-point range, and 2 of 7 from the free throw line. Rebounds 19-14 in favor of the Cajuns. Cajuns still don't have an assist. They have 6 turnovers in the game. UNO 2 assists and 2 turnovers. Other scores, FIU leads Florida Atlantic 41-23 at halftime. 10 minutes to go first half, Denver over Middle Tennessee 16-8. 12 minutes to go first half, Troy over Utah Valley State 20-11. 7:55 to go in the first. Western Kentucky leads South Alabama 17-11 in Mobile. 6:52 first half. UALR running away from Arkansas State 23-11. Bureau will feed it in. He's back in the game for the Cajuns to Gradnego. Chris, two dribbles. 17-footer. Missed again. Tapped up, no. Tapped up, and it got stuck in the standard. LaRyan Gary there, and it'll be a jump ball possession to UNO. With 6:38 to go till halftime. McCaleb is back in for New Orleans. But it's Myers who is running the point with Reynolds on the bench. Myers over on the right side to McCaleb. Cajuns play a little zone this time. Parlow to Myers. Got penetration. Ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Will stay with the Privateers. Now they're going to say, nope, we're going the other way. One, 6:21 to go. Cajuns down by nine. And if it weren't be for the fact they're playing pretty good defense, it would be a lot worse. Gary left to the key. And a foul. That's actually going to go, I think, away from the ball. I think it's against Suleiman. Nope, it's on Parlow. Paparlo, his first and the team's seventh. Cajuns will go to the line. It'll be Randall Daigle for a 1-1. 5 out of 6 from the line this year. And he missed. Radnigo had the offensive rebound, has it put up, and it's blocked. McCaleb with the rebound, coming down the other way. Paparlo on the wing for three. Good. 24-12. Cajuns are doubled up with 5:50 to go in the first half. Daigle gets it over to Gary. Lorion out between the circles, working against Dykes. Right side to Daigle, still 25 from the basket. There's the entry pass to Wallace. Courtney, one dribble, fades from 18, good. He's the only one with a touch for the Cajuns so far tonight. 24-14, 5:27 to go, first half. Walking it up court is Myers. Paparlo on the right side, McCaleb. Back to Myers. Right back to McCaleb. He'll shoot the three. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound to Gradnigo. Daigle comes front court, dribbles it to the left wing. Pops it up top to Gradnigo, right side to Bureau. Back up top to Daigle. Swing it to the left side, Gradnigo. Had his pocket picked by McCaleb. Beauchamp penetrates all the way inside. Put up the shot, no. Gradnigo with a rebound. Daigle brings it front court for the Cajuns. Over to the left wing. 23-footer good. First three-point basket of the night and 9 tries for the Cajuns. 24-17, 4.5 to go. McCaleb in the front court. Myers right wing to Paparlo. High post pass to Dykes. Dykes dribbles inside, puts the shot up, no good, draws the blocking foul on Courtney Wallace. For Wallace, that'll be his first and the team's seventh. Two-shot foul coming for Kendall Dykes. He is about the only privateer who's not been a great free throw shooter. 58%. Dyke's first free throw, though, is good. That's his first point of the night. He averages 13 a game. Jacob Manning will come back in. Osrange Suleiman will go out. Cajuns will get David Dees back in the game for Gradnigo. One more free throw coming. And he got them both. 26-17, Privateers lead is 9. 4:15 to go, first half. Left wing passes to Bureau. Right back to Daigle. Crowd is getting on the officials because McCaleb is so aggressive defensively. There's a feed inside. Dees scores and a foul. Foul will go to Jacob Manning. That'll be his first. Team foul number 8 will get an official's timeout. 3:59 left to play first half. New Orleans 26, Louisiana 19. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spadale's Florist Flash Stats. New Orleans 8 of 22, 36%. 2 of 6 beyond the arc. 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Cajuns 8 of 25, 32%. Just 1 of 9 beyond the arc. And they've missed their last 6 free throws. They are now 2 of 8. Rebounds 22-15 in favor of the Cajuns. 1 assist, 7 turnovers for Louisiana. 3 assists, 3 turnovers for the Privateers. We get back to play. David Dees will be at the free throw line. Try to convert a 3-point play. He had a chance to do that earlier and failed with a free throw. We'll try again. Cajuns have trailed by as many as 12. It's 7 right now. And the free throw from Dees is good. He's got 5 points. 26-20. Closest Cajuns have been in a while. 3:55 left to play in the first half. Reynolds back into the game for UNO. Goes to Parlow. Parlow behind the back dribble, kicks it out to McCaleb. McCaleb gets a screen, spins in the lane, and puts up a wild shot. He was out of control. Lucky he didn't get a charge. LaRyan Gary with a rebound. Daigle comes front court, gets the screen, fires a long three, no good. Rebound, battled for on the court, and coming up with it is Parlow for UNO. To Reynolds. Reynolds tries to penetrate. Daigle cuts him off. Over to Parlow. Parlow gets to the free throw line. Swings it over to Manning in the corner. Now back to Parlow on the right wing. There's a switch on defense, and now the switch back. Over to Manning. Manning working against Courtney Wallace. Spins, fades, puts it off glass. No good. Rebound to LaRyan Gary, and then knocked out of bounds by McCaleb. 26-20. The Privateer lead is 6 with 3:05 left to play in the first half. Daigle brings it front court. Euro got it over to Dees and a foul, and the first one on McCaleb. That's Bo's first and the team's ninth. Dees will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. First free throw from Dees, and he missed. The Cajuns are just 3 of 10 from the line here early in the first half. Well, it's not early in the first half anymore. Reynolds in the front court. Bounce pass top of the key. Goes to Dykes. Dykes trying to drive against Gary. Puts it up off glass. Tough shot, and he hit it. Dykes has 4. 28-20. New Orleans' lead is 8. 2:30 to go. Daigle, Bureau right back to Daigle. Randell over being harassed by Reynolds. Up top to Bureau, right back to Daigle. Got McCaleb guarding Dees right now. Daigle up top, Courtney Wallace, 19-footer, not this time. Offensive foul to Dees, puts it up, and then tapped again, no good. And the ball loose on the court will stay with the Cajuns with 2:04 to go. Johnson and Milson will come in. It'll be Courtney Wallace to go out along with LaRyan Gary. Dees to feed it in. All the way into the backcourt to Daigle. As we come down to the 2-minute mark, 28-20, Privateers lead it. Pass over on the wing to Dees. Dees with a jump pass inside. Knocked away, goes out of bounds, and last touched by Milson, I believe, and that'll be a Cajun turnover. David kind of got up in the air that time and didn't know what to do. Cajun turnover is their 8th of the first half. UNO's turned it over only 3 times. Reynolds on the right wing. There's a screen and a switch on defense and a switch back. Now to Parlow, left side, working against Bureau. There's a screen that he doesn't use. Parlow instead dribbles to the baseline, puts up a 14-footer and hits it. James Parlow with 11 points. 30-20, back to a 10-point game. Ball knocked away from Bureau by Parlow and out of bounds. A minute 14 to go. Privateers lead by 10. Joe Pasternak will get Azrange Suleiman back into the game. Daigle with a basketball. Bureau on the left side. There's the bounce pass over to Tyron Johnson. Johnson starts his drive. Cut off. Back to Dees. Top of the key. Daigle reverse it to Bureau. Right back outside to Daigle. Dees. One dribble. Fires the three. Back of the iron. No good. Got his own rebound, though. Kicks it over in the corner. Bureau for three. That's too strong. Tyron Johnson. Ball knocked away from him and out of bounds. There was a foul, and instead they'll just give the ball to the Cajuns. Suleiman will come back into the game. And it will be Dykes that goes out. 46 seconds left to play in the half. Cajuns shooting 28% in the first half and trailing by 10. Daigle with a basketball. Over to Dees. Dees drives inside, puts the shot up, score it, and a foul. Foul will go to Jacob Manning. That'll be his second in the team's 10. Dees, though, just one out of three from the line. When they offer you something for free, you got to take it. Cajuns will get Brandon Dyson into the game for defense in the last 40 seconds. He'll go in for the shooter if Dees makes the shot. Dykes comes back in. Suleiman goes out. And Dees' free throw is good. Dyson will come in. Dees, who has 6 first half points, will go out. Inside of 40 seconds to go, 4 seconds differential shot clock to game clock as Michaela brings it into the front court. Hits the screen, we got a whistle, foul probably on Tyron Johnson on a hand check as Michaela was headed to the basket. Johnson's first, team foul number 8. Check it, it'll be on Dyson, not on Johnson. McCaleb will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Bow tonight, 2 out of 4. First one's good. New Orleans in the first half, 9 of 12 from the line. Cajuns in the first half, just 4 of 11. McCaleb makes them both. New Orleans will take a 30-second timeout. Talk strategy with 31 seconds remaining in the first half, and UNO leading by 9, 32-23. A reminder that next Thursday night we'll be at the Stevens Center in Little Rock. We'll have doubleheader action for you as Louisiana takes on Arkansas Little Rock. Women will be on ESPN 1420 at 5 o'clock, and the men to follow on the network. Saturday it's North Texas and the same drill. Cajuns' next home game will be a week from Tuesday, a non-conference game against Utah Valley State. Next conference game for the Cajuns 2 weeks from tonight against, Western Kentucky. Bureau, Dyson, Gradnego, Wilson, and Daigle. New Orleans will offer full court pressure here. Dyson hands it off to Daigle. Swing pass over to Bureau, who brings it into the front court. Travis pulls it out, puts it into the hands of Daigle. Cajuns will play for one here. Randell over to Bureau, right back to Daigle. As the clock continues to run, now with 12 seconds to go till halftime. Now 10. Daigle still 28 feet from the basket. 7 seconds. Daigle swing it. Pass inside, a terrible pass. Instead, McCaleb will come down the other way, and there'll be 2 shots missed, and the Cajuns are lucky to go down just 9 into the locker room at halftime. Didn't shoot it well, didn't protect it well, didn't shoot free throws well, and as a result, they're on the wrong end. New Orleans 32, Louisiana 23. First half scoring totals when we return after this on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Back here at the Cajun Dome. Cajuns tonight have looked a lot like that team that started 1-6 as they trail by 9 to the New Orleans Privateers, 32-23. Your first half scoring totals for UNO. James Parlow leads the way with 11 points. Bo McCaleb has 10. 5 in the game for Sean Reynolds, 4 for Kendall Dykes, 2 for Ben Elias. For the Cajuns, 8 for David Dees to lead the way, 3 for Randell Daigle, 4 for Courtney Wallace, 2 apiece for Tyron Johnson, Elijah Millsap, Willie Lego, and Lorian Gary. 32-23 your score. We'll take a commercial break, send it back to the studios, let Mark Pope get you around the nation, give you all the latest in the NFL playoffs as well as all the college basketball action from today. And after another 2-minute break, we'll see you back here in 7 on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. New Orleans is shooting 10 of 27. They are 37% from the field. 2 of 6 beyond the arc. 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Cajuns 41, that is 29%. They are 1 of 12 from three-point range and 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Rebounds are 28 to 18 in favor of the Cajuns, and that's the only thing keeping them in the game. 13 on offense for Louisiana, 5 for UNO. 3 assists, 3 turnovers for New Orleans in the first half. 1 assist and 9 turnovers for the Cajuns. Cajuns had 3 blocks, 2 steals. New Orleans had 2 blocks and 3 steals. Individually shooting for New Orleans in the first half, McCaleb was 3 of 10. Harlow 3 of 4. Reynolds was 2 of 5. For the Cajuns, Gradnigo was 0 for 5. Daigle 1 of 3. Millsap 1 of 4. Johnson 1 of 2. Dees was 3 of 6. Wallace 2 of 5. Bureau was 0 for 3. 3-point shooting, Parlow and Reynolds each 1 of 2. McCaleb 0 for 2 for New Orleans. For the Cajuns, Daigle was 1 of 3. Bureau 0 for 3. Dees 0 for 2. Gradnigo 0 for 2. Rebounding in the first half, 4 for Reynolds to lead UNO along with 4 for Solomine. For the Cajuns, they've really done it as a team. Millsap and Dees each with 4. And then Wallace, Johnson, Daigle, Milson, Gary, and Gradnigo each with 3 rebounds. Bureau had the only assist for the Cajuns in the first half. Nobody with more than 1 for New Orleans. Myers had 2 of the 3 turnovers. Gradnigo, Milson, and Daigle each turned it over twice for the Cajuns. Blocked shots in the first half. 1 for Gary, 1 for Milson, 1 for Johnson. Solomine had 2 for UNO. McCaleb with a couple of steals to lead the Privateers. 32-23 your halftime score. New Orleans leads it by 9, and we'll come back with second half action after this on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Back here at the Cajun Dome, 32-23. The Cajuns down by 9 as we get ready to start the second half of play. Louisiana hadn't been able to throw it in the ocean in the first half, shooting under 30%. And obviously that is going to have to change. Defensively, not a bad job, although they weren't able to turn the Privateers over. They did get them to miss a lot of shots, and the Cajuns have dominated the boards. That's why they're still within yelling distance here at the half. Don't forget the Robert Lee Rebounders Club makes its debut Monday at the Lafayette Townhouse. Can have lunch with Coach Lee and get some inside scoop on what's happening with Cajun basketball. That'll be at the Lafayette Townhouse. Lunch is $10 for members, $20 for non-members, and you can join when you get there. The Rebounders Club, Lafayette Townhouse, and that comes up on Monday at 12 noon. 20 minutes of basketball left to go. 20 minutes for the Cajuns to get some things done and try to extend their winning streak. Privateers have been very good on the road, though. They are 4-0 on opponents' home courts this year. The 11 wins that they come in with, the most wins by New Year's Day in the history of the program. Cajun who started the game, New Orleans will do the same. Bo McCaleb gives a little hug to Elijah Millsap as they come out. Bo McCaleb, in addition to being a great basketball player, is also... There's the pass to Millsap just inside three-point range on the right baseline. Parlow is guarding him. Eli got it into the paint. Puts the shot up inside, but missed. Rebound being battled for, goes out of bounds, and will go to UNO. Team rebound for the Privateers. Reynolds with the basketball for UNO. He brings it into the front court. Daigle is guarding him. There's the bounce pass, top of the key. Goes to Dykes, now left side, McCaleb. McCaleb, two dribbles, fires from 15 and hits. McCaleb's got a dozen. 34-23 to UNO by 11. Daigle in the front court. Goes right side to Millsap. Up top, Milson. Swing it left side, Gradnigo. Right back to Daigle. He's being guarded by Reynolds. Now Gary. Spin move inside. Puts it up from 12. In and out. No good. Elias with a rebound. Lid on the basket on the other side now. Reynolds up top to McCaleb. Over on the left wing, Parlow quick three, no good. Rebound comes down to Milson. Daigle brings it front court. Randell gets a screen from Milson, stops. 19-footer, shot at 18, front of the iron on a line drive. Ball out of bounds, goes to UNO. Tyron Johnson will come into the game. Lorian Gary will go out. This looks like a very frustrated Cajun basketball team right now, and you can't blame them. They've gotten some open shots. They just have not knocked anything down tonight. Reynolds with a basketball for the Privateers. The pass over to Dykes. There's the entry. Elias turns around. His shot is short. Rebound to Millsap. Somebody got a piece of that. Daigle into the front court. Millsap drives baseline right. Has the ball knocked away. And off of Millsap, Cajun turnover. UNO with the basketball again. 34-23. Privateers lead at 18 minutes to go. Marlow hands the ball off to Reynolds. Goes up top. Now to McCaleb. McCaleb starts his move against Millsap. Now he fires from 19 and hits another one. That's where McCaleb's gotten so much better. 36-23, 13-point lead is the biggest of the night for UNO, and Robert Lee will take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 17-31 left to go. Privateers 36, Cajuns 23. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. 17-31 left to go in this one. Cajuns' shooting percentage is down to 26%, 9 of 34, 1 of 12 from three-point range. And their rebounding lead is down to 30-21. Cajun basketball, Brandon Dyson comes back into the game for the Cajuns. Daigle, Johnson, Milson, and Gradnigo as Millsap goes out. Give Dyson a chance to guard McCaleb and see what happens. High post pass goes to Johnson. Tyron over to Milson. To Dyson. One dribble. 18-footer. Good. Brandon Dyson with his first basket of the night. 36-25, 11-point game, 17:08 to go. Reynolds comes into the front court. McCaleb comes off a screen. One dribble, 18-footer, missed that time. Rebound to Johnson. Daigle comes front court. Good whip pass inside. Shot underneath by Nilsson is good. Avery Nilsson with his first basket. 36-27. 9-point game. 16:39 to go. First time the Cajuns have had back-to-back baskets in a while, and this crowd wants to get into the game. Reynolds over on the right wing to Parlow. Parlow penetrates, kicks it out. Reynolds open for three. In and out. No good. Johnson with a rebound. Daigle quickly front court. Johnson with the entry pass to Milson. Puts the shot up inside. Good. Avery Milson, a seven-footer. And the Cajuns have got it to within seven, and Joe Pasternak will take a 30-second timeout. Six straight for the Cajuns to close to within seven. 36-29. And the Cajuns have gotten those 6 points, two from Dyson and four from Avery Milson. Right now, it doesn't matter where you get them, you just need them. McCaleb leading the way for UNO. He's got 14. Parlow with 11. David Dees led the Cajuns in the first half with 8 points. UNO basketball. A TV guy in the way. Gotta move him out. Entry pass goes to Reynolds. New Orleans could have run the baseline, but they couldn't with the camera guy in the way. Reynolds gets a screen, whistle away from the ball, and a foul on the Cajuns. That'll go to Gradnigo. That'll be his third. Team foul number one against the Cajuns in the second half. Travis Bureau will come into the game. Gradnigo with the three fouls will go out. Orleans will feed it in the baseline, and Reynolds will do the honors. Reynolds still has the basketball. Got it on the wing to Parlow. Drives baseline. Kicks it over to Reynolds. Reynolds penetrates inside. Whistle and a foul on the Cajuns again. That'll go, I think, on Brandon Dyson. Nope. Avery Nilsson. That is his first. Team foul number two. And now we will get an official's timeout. 15:57 left to play in the game. Your score, New Orleans 36, Louisiana 29. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spadale's Florist, Flash Stats, New Orleans 12 of 33, 36%, 2 of 70 on the arc, 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Cajuns are 12 of 37, 32%, 1 of 12 from three-point range, and 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Rebounds 32 to 21 in favor of the Cajuns, 4 assists and 10 turnovers. For the Cajuns, 3 assists and 3 turnovers for UNO. Leading scorers in the game for New Orleans, McCaleb with 14, Parlow with 11 for the Cajuns, Dees with 8. New Orleans basketball. Reynolds on the baseline, gets the pass into Parlow. Parlow drives to the free throw line, kicks it over to Reynolds, open for 3, missed again. Rebound that tapped around, McCaleb winds up with it, drives to within 8, missed off glass. Dyson clears for the Cajuns. Daigle, front court, Bureau, open for 3, but he missed. Rebound to Courtney Wallace and a foul on UNO. That'll go to Parlow. That'll be his second, team foul number one. Parlow begging his case to Rick Shoulders. Rick Shoulders says, I saw ya. Cajuns defeated in. Dyson gets it in to Bureau. Couple of dribbles into the hands of Daigle. The Cajuns will set it up down by 7. Tyron Johnson. There's the in pass inside, blocked by McCaleb. And a great save by Bowe on the shot by Dyson. Reynolds brings it inside, kicks it over to Dykes. Dykes drives inside. Dipsy Doo missed inside though. Rebound loose on the court. Still loose. And the Cajuns wind up with it. Cajuns coming down court. 3-on-1. Daigle. You very much, Travis Bureau, and it wasn't that good a pass. Oh, what athleticism for the freshman Bureau. 36-31, a five-point game, and this crowd's in it now. Reynolds comes front court, whistle away from the ball, and a foul on Tyron Johnson. For Johnson is first, team's third. Middle Tennessee's come back to lead Denver, 30-26, 17:41 to go. South Alabama leads Western Kentucky with 15 minutes left, and Arkansas State has come back from the dead to lead UALR by 11 with 15 minutes left. Ball knocked away inside, loose on the court. Whistle, and it will be a Cajun basketball. Nope, Cajuns got the possession, and they got a timeout. Is what happened. So it will be Cajuns basketball when we go back to play. Louisiana has now closed to within 5 at 36-31 with 14:45 to go. Let me give you those scores again. Florida International 56, Florida Atlantic 58. That's at the Farmet Arena in Miami, 7:34 to go, second half. Middle Tennessee 30, Denver 26, 17:41 to go. Troy 50, Utah Valley State 33, 18:23 left. South Alabama 38, Western Kentucky 35, 14:59 to go in that one. And Arkansas State 43, UALR 32, 14:51 to go in the second half. I want to get the last score sheet that I had gotten because Arkansas State's on quite a run right now. We are back to play. Daigle with a basketball into the front court, guarded by Reynolds. Randell still with a basketball. High post pass to Tyron Johnson. Johnson swings it over to Dyson. Over on the left wing, Daigle fires the 3, but somebody got a piece of it. It's Reynolds who partially blocked it. Here we go back the other way. McCaleb throws up something wild. No good. Tyron Johnson with a rebound. Good transition defense by the Cajuns, and then Daigle throws it away. Randell's been out of control at times tonight, and Robert's going to make a good substitution here and get Willie Lego into the game. Robert will stop Daigle as Randall was going to the bench. Talk a few about a couple of things with him. New Orleans with the basketball, up by five, 14-14 left to go. Reynolds gets into the front court, takes it coast to coast, puts it up and in. Got by Lego, and Willie never could catch him. Seven for Reynolds. 38-31, 14 minutes left. Daigle, left wing Bureau, back to Lego. Not Daigle. Swings it over to Bureau. Bureau one dribble, right back to Lego. Penetrates, goes to Johnson. 19-footer, shot at 18. Rebound, Bureau puts it up and in. Bureau's got four, 38-33, five-point game, 13:35 to go, and a steal in the backcourt. Johnson to Bureau. Travis thought about the shot, instead he'll take a three. No good. Cajuns didn't handle that one well, and it was a little freshmanitis on the part of Bureau. Harlow got inside, good bounce pass, shot inside, missed though. Wallace clears for the Cajuns. Lego comes front court. Willie still dribbling the basketball. Reynolds out to get him. A little directing traffic going on. Tyron Johnson, one dribble to Dyson. Dyson takes it inside, leaves it for Wallace. Layup good. Six for Courtney Wallace. It's a three-point game. 12:49 left. Harlow into the front court. Bounce pass over to Dykes. Dykes puts it up inside, and a foul, offensive foul on Dykes. His first, team second. Lorian Gary will come back in. Yaroslav Pirna will come in for UNO. Elias goes out. Tyron Johnson will take a seat for the Cajuns. Also into the game will be Myers, and Myers will replace McCaleb. Cajuns were down by 13. They have cut it to three with 12:41 to go. Lego brings it into the front court. David Dees getting ready to check in for the Cajuns. Lego over on the wing to Corey Bloom. Daigle now over to Lego. Bloom in for the first time tonight. Pass to Dyson, back to Dyson. 17-footer, shot at 18. Rebound, battled for UNO in transition. Here they come. Reynolds quickly into the front court. Now he pulls it out. 38-35, UNO by three. 12:05 to go, and an official's timeout coming on the next dead ball. Reynolds gets the ball up top to Myers. Over on the right side to Parlow. Bloom is guarding him. And there's a whistle and a foul on the Cajuns. A little hand check foul. We'll get the officials timeout. Corey Bloom will pick it up. His first, team's fourth. We've got 11:51 left to go with your score. New Orleans 38, Louisiana 35. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Here are your Spinell's Florist Flash Stats. New Orleans 13 of 39. They're down to 33%. 2 of 8 beyond the arc. 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Cajuns 15 of 46. That's 32%. 1 of 15 from three-point range. And 4 of 11 from the free throw line. 38-26, the rebounding advantage for the Cajuns. 6 assists, 11 turnovers for Louisiana. 3 assists and 6 turnovers now for UNO. In fact, the Privateers in the last 3 minutes have as many turnovers as they had the entire first half. UNO basketball as we come back to play. McCaleb is back in. Dees is going to guard him as Brandon Dyson is going to the bench. Myers with a basketball. They're double-teaming the ball right now. Myers left open. Gets it over to Reynolds. Reynolds penetrates inside. Puts the shot up inside. No good. Rebound tapped out. Lorian Gary to Lego. Back to Gary. Shot up. No good. Whistle and a foul going to go against UNO. It'll go to Myers. For Keyshawn Myers, his second, team foul number 3. Lorian Gary will get a pair of free throws. He's 2 for 2 tonight. This one thing the Cajuns were terrible at in the first half, they got to be much better at if they're going to win. That's making free throws. and Gary misses the first one. Cajuns are now 4 of 12 from the line tonight. Gary gets one out of two, and the Cajuns cut it to two, 38-36, 11:33 left to play. Cajuns once again trap it in the backcourt. Myers breaks it and gets into the front court. Bloom is guarding him. Myers dribbles it over to the right wing. There's the bounce pass to Tiernan. Out of McCaleb, and he's fouled by David Dees. For Dees, that is his first. Team foul number five, and Bo McCaleb is 4 out of 6 from the line tonight. 83% shooter gets a pair. First one's good. McCaleb with 15 points. He averages 21.5, which is about 4 per game less than he did a year ago, and he makes them both. Lead back up to 4, 40-36. 11:15 left to play. Lego into the front court, right side to Gary. There's the entry pass to Dees working against McCaleb. Puts the shot up, turnaround, 8-footer good. Dees has got 8. Make it 10. 40-38. Cajuns are within 2. Privateers with a basketball. Jacob Manning outside to McCaleb. One dribble. 19-footer good. McCaleb now with 18. 42-38. 10.5 to play. Lego gets a screen from Wallace. Now Lego pulls the ball back outside. Marion Gary up top. Swing it to Corey Bloom for 3. Good. Corey Bloom hadn't been playing much. He just knocked down a big 3, and the Cajuns are within 1, 42-41, 10-10 to go. Tierna with a basketball knocked away by Courtney Wallace out of bounds. Officials tell the Cajun bench to have a seat. Myers will feed it into McCaleb in the backcourt. Bo surveys, dribbles to the left wing, fires up a 3, and he hits. 21 for McCaleb, that's his average, 45-41, back to a 4-point game. Lego swings it in the corner, 3-pointer for Bloom is good. Timeout, Joe Pastor, no, timeout for the Cajuns, Robert Lee taking a 30. Corey Bloom has hit back-to-back 3-pointers. He's tied his career high with 6 points. 45-44. Cajuns back within 1 at 9:41 to play. 1 in double figures for the Cajuns. Dees with 10. And Bloom and Wallace now the second leading scorers on this team tonight with 6. Cajuns have played a double figures 12 players tonight, and only, believe it or not, the only player to not score is Chris Gradnego. ...45-44... ...9:41 left to play. Cajun's last lead in this game was at 16-22 of the first half. And it was a 1-point lead, and it's the biggest lead and the only lead the Cajuns have had tonight. It'll be Myers to feed it in. Myers, McCaleb, Reynolds, Manning, and Tierna. Reynolds with a basketball. He'll bring it up court against Lego. To Tierna, high post. One dribble. Throws it away. Bloom to Lego. Into the front court. Willie's got to pull it out. Bloom says, I'll shoot it. Not this time. Offensive rebound. Put up and in. And a foul on LaRyan Gary. The basket won't count. For Gary, his first, team foul number 6. Got him on a push off underneath. Basketball for UNO. Reynolds brings it front court, working against Lego. Gets the screen, doesn't do anything with it. Bounce pass over to Myers. New Orleans taking their time on offense this time down. Bloom is guarding Myers. Bounce pass, whistle away from the ball. It'll go against the Cajuns. Courtney Wallace will pick it up. For Wallace, his second team foul, number 7. That'll put New Orleans at the free throw line. And it looks like it will be McCaleb to shoot him. McCaleb, 6 out of 8 from the line. This is a 1-1. First one's good. Azrange Suleiman will come in. Tierna will go out. Cajuns a 13-rebound advantage tonight, and they have done it as a team. Tyron Johnson leads the Cajuns in boards tonight with 6. McCaleb and Reynolds, each with 5 for UNO. Question over at the scorer's table right now. 46-44. New Orleans' lead is 2. 8:51 left to go. One more coming for McCaleb. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Lorian Gary. Lego into the front court. Lego penetration. Gets the pass over to Dyson, who puts it way up. Jacob Manning on the rebound with a foul. Dyson overshot the basket by about 3 feet. Lorian Gary will go back to the free throw line. For Manning, that is his third, a team foul number 4. And they will say not in the act of shooting, so Dyson will feed it in for the Cajuns. Off the screen, Bloom in the corner, up top to Lego. Willie's done a nice job calming this team down since he's been in. Off the screen, he can't get it to Bloom. Pass back to Dyson. Right back to Lego. Willie fires the long three, it hits! 5 for Lego, and the Cajuns have their first lead of the second half, 47-46. Reynolds in the front court, got it to Myers. Myers will hold the ball and wait for McCaleb. Myers gets the screen, switches made on defense. Myers gets to within 8 feet and misses. Tapped up, no. Courtney Wallace clears for the Cajuns. Into the hands of Lego. Cajuns with the lead and the basketball. 7:49 to go. Pass goes over to Dyson. Dyson, long in the corner to Bloom. There's the pass on the baseline. Gary dribbles it into the corner. Puts it back in Lego's hands. 10 on the shot clock. Willie still with the basketball. Starts the drive. Kicks it to Dyson. 3 to shoot. Gary, 19-footer good. First field goal for Gary. He's got 5. Cajuns with their biggest lead at 3. New Orleans with a basketball. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on Brandon Dyson, and that's going to put McCaleb back at the 3-0 line. Well, Dyson is second, team foul number 8. We've got a timeout on the floor. 7:13 left to go. Your score, Louisiana 49, New Orleans 46. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spinell's Florist flash stats. Cajuns now 20 of 53, 37%, 4 of 19 beyond the arc, 5 of 13 from the free throw line. New Orleans 15 of 43, 34%, 3 of 9 from three-point range, 13 of 17 from the free throw line. Rebounds 42-26 in favor of the Cajuns. 9 assists, 11 turnovers for Louisiana, 3 assists and 7 turnovers for UNO. Leading scorers for the Cajuns, Dees with 7, Bloom and Wallace each with 6. For New Orleans, McCaleb with 22, Parlow with 11. Leading rebounders for the Cajuns, Wallace and Johnson each with a half dozen. And McCaleb and Reynolds each with 5 for UNO. Michaela will be at the free throw line for a 1-1. He is 7 of 10 from the line tonight. Caleb's first free throw is good. 22 points for McCaleb. 23 now. And he got them both. Cajun lead is 149-48, 7-11 to go. Lego comes into the front court. Over to Dyson. Dyson thought about a three-pointer. Instead goes to Bloom and away from the ball. We got a blocking foul. It's going to go against LaRyan Gary. For Gary, his second, team foul number 9. New Orleans has been whistled for only 4 in the second half. Privateer basketball, Cajuns full court pressure. Feed in goes to Dykes, who's back in. Haven't seen him in a while. He's working against Gary. New Orleans with a chance to retake the lead here. Parlow over to Reynolds. Reynolds working against Lego. Bounce pass top of the key to Dykes. Dykes one dribble. There's the entry pass to Elias working against Wallace. Backs in on him, puts it off glass. Nice shot. Ben Elias' first basket of the second half, and UNO has reclaimed the lead, 50-49, 6:33 to go. Lego calls for the motion offense. Not a big offensive lineup in for the Cajuns right now as Bloom drives. The foul is on Parlow on the floor. His third, team's fifth. You look at who the Cajuns have in there right now. LaRyan Gary, Courtney Wallace, Corey Bloom, Brandon Dyson, and Willie Lego. Cajuns now will get Randall Daigle back into the game. And Lego, who did a nice job of getting this team calm, goes out. And the crowd really appreciates the minutes that Lego has given him right here. Courtney Wallace, 12-footer, shot at 13. Rebound to McCaleb. Whistle. An intentional foul call. And I think it's been called on Dykes. His second and the team's sixth. Wow, and that was after New Orleans had gotten a rebound. LaRyan Gary will get two free throws, and then the Cajuns will get the basketball. Joe Pasternak is not a happy guy. Free throw from Gary is good. He's got 6 points. Score tied at 50 with 6:16 left to go. Got them both. Cajuns just 7 of 15 from the free throw line tonight, but Gary just made two big ones. The Cajuns have the lead back 51-50, and now they've got the basketball. Daigle controlling, between the legs dribble. Pass on the left wing to Dyson, back to Gary, to Daigle rather. Gets it to LaRyan Gary, bounce pass Daigle, just to the right of the key. 15 on the shot clock, Daigle on the wing to Bloom. Corey looking inside, got the pass inside to Gary, back to Bloom, puts it up from 12, good. Career high 8 for Corey Bloom. Cajuns lead by 3, 53-50. McCaleb quickly into the front court, takes it coast to coast, misses the layup. Offensive rebound, and we've got a jump ball on the rebound, possession arrow to UNO. Courtney Wallace didn't have possession, but he tied him up. Privateers will get the possession, but that's great hustle by Courtney Wallace. UNO basketball on the baseline. 5:38 left to go. Reynolds to feed it in. got the inbounds pass. Parlow for three, left it short. McCaleb, the offensive rebound, blocked by Wallace. Reynolds, but rather Dykes puts it up and he's fouled. I think Lorion Gary will get that one. Nope. And it's on Brandon Dyson. That is his third. Team's 10. Dykes is 2 for 2 from the line, and he'll get a pair here. Dykes, the junior college transfer out of Warren Easton High School in New Orleans, left handed. Gets a pair here. First one's good. 5,621 tonight here at the Cajun Dome. That is the largest home crowd since back on February 19th, 2005. Biggest crowd in 3 years here at the Dome. Missed the second free throw. Rebound to Lorion Gary. Make it to Courtney Wallace. Cajuns with a two-point lead and the ball. 5.5 to go. Dago into the front court. Lost it. Dribbled it right off his foot. Unforced turnover. So New Orleans with a chance to get it right back. Myers comes into the game. We have not seen T.J. Worley tonight. He's been a big cog for this team off the bench this year. And McCaleb hobbling goes to the bench. The trainer will have to look at him. He's holding his right knee. Cajuns will make a move. Elijah Millsap will come in. Dyson will get a breather while McCaleb is on the bench. Entry pass comes into Reynolds. He's working against Daigle. 53-51. Cajuns by two with 5:15 left. Reynolds dribbles to the left wing. Parlow right back to Reynolds. There's the pass to Myers. Brings it into the paint. Misses. Offensive rebound to Elias. New Orleans will get another chance. Less than 5 minutes to play. 53-51, Louisiana leads. Avery Milson getting ready to check in for the Cajuns. Reynolds with a basketball still. Bounce pass over to Dykes. Dykes, one dribble. Right back to Reynolds. There's the entry pass to Elias. Kicks it back out to Dykes. 19-footer, no good. Rebound to Courtney Wallace. 4:35 left to go as Daigle comes front court. Pass over on the wing to Bloom. Corey now dead onto the basket. 24-footer, left it a little short. Offensive rebound to Wallace. And a foul on the play. It'll go to UNO. This will be a 1-1 as the foul is called against Elias. That is his third, the team's seventh. Courtney Wallace, a 1-1. He is 0-for-2 from the line tonight. Came in at 52%. Milson and Johnson. Milson is in for Wallace if he makes the free throw. Johnson comes in for Lorion Gary. McCaleb is back into the game for New Orleans. Free throw from Wallace. Back of the iron, no good. Elias rebounds for UNO. Reynolds with a basketball. As we come down toward the four-minute mark, McCaleb over on the left wing to Parlow. To Dykes. Reynolds goes over on the right side to McCaleb, and a foul on Elijah Millsap. For Millsap is third. McCaleb has two shots the rest of the way now. And McCaleb with a chance to tie it up with 4:02 left. Cajuns will make three substitutions. Or two substitutions. It will be Milson and Dees who come into the game. McCaleb on the night is 9 of 12 from the line. He has scored 24 points. That's 2.5 above his average. And his free throw is good. Courtney Wallace and Corey Bloom will come out. Bloom, a career high 8 points, has played well the time he's been in there tonight. Second free throw for McCaleb ties the game. 53 all. We'll get an official's timeout on the next dead ball as Daigle brings it into the front court. Over on the right side to Dees, being guarded by Parlow. Back outside to Daigle. Randell faked the long three. Still with a basketball. Dribbles over to the right wing. Looks inside, nobody open. Puts it in the hands of Millsap. Right back to Daigle. 3:39 left to go. Tie game at 53. 10 on the shot clock. Dees comes off a screen. David, one dribble for three. No good. Rebound to UNO. Long down court. Daigle with a steal. Boy, he closed on that like a free safety. Into the front court he comes. Over to Tyron Johnson. There's Dees posting up against Parlow. Right back to Daigle. 3:13 left to play. Over on the left wing, Dees looking inside. Can't find anybody open to Tyron Johnson up top. Now to Daigle. 3 minutes to go. To Elijah Millsap. 9 on the shot clock. Eli, bounce pass over to Dees. Jump stop in the lane. 14-footer. Good! And a foul! Foul is on Parlow. That is his fourth. Team foul number 8. David Dees will shoot a free throw when we come back. 2 minutes and 53 seconds left to play at the Dome. Your score, Louisiana 55, New Orleans 53. Back in a minute on the Ragin' Cajun Radio Network. Cajuns lead at 55-53 with 2:53 left to play. And when we come back to play, David Dees will be at the free throw line for one free throw. Dees tonight just 2 out of 4 from the line. And one of his misses was the front end of a 1-1. He has 12 points to lead the Cajuns this evening. Everybody who has played for the Cajuns tonight has scored with exception of Chris Gradnego, and we haven't seen Chris in a while. Cajuns come onto the court. Dees, Daigle, Milson, Millsap, and Johnson. For UNO, it's Elias, Dykes, McCaleb, Reynolds, and Parlow. Two minutes and 53 seconds left. Free throw from Dees is good. 56-53. Cajuns again with a full court pressure. Reynolds will bring it up against Daigle. Millsap is guarding McCaleb, who has the ball now. Both. Dribbles inside, kicks it over in the corner. Reynolds, couple of dribbles, doesn't take the shot. Now tries a dipsy-doo inside. Got it to Dykes, who lays it up and in. 7 for Dykes. A 1-point game with 2:28 left to go. Dees will bring it into the front court. Daigle over on the right wing. Randell dribbles to the top of the key. Swings it over to Milson. Milson trying to post up Dees. He's not open. Tyron Johnson over on the left wing, back to Daigle. Bounce pass over to Dees. Over on the left wing with 10 to shoot. Jump stopped inside. Dees puts up the shot, no good. Rebound battled for. Cajuns have it and call the timeout. 1:59 left to play. This will be a full timeout because it's the Cajuns' last timeout. It is 56-55. The Cajuns will have a fresh 35 on the shot clock when we come back to play. Louisiana has trailed by as many as 13 here in the second half. But they have fought back with good defense and a dominating performance on the boards tonight. And some scoring from some unlikely sources as Corey Bloom came off the bench to get a career-high 8 points this evening on 3 of 4 shooting. Bo McCaleb leads the Privateers with 26 points. James Parlow has 11. Parlow has not scored in the second half. As a matter of fact, Sean Reynolds has 2 points. Elias has 2 points. Dykes has 3 points, and McCaleb has the rest for UNO here in the second half. He has scored 16 second-half points. Is New Orleans for 32%. Cajuns are 22 of 58 for 38%. Rebounds 45 to 33 in favor of the Cajuns. Cajuns have turned it over 13 times, and New Orleans has turned it over 9. Cajuns will have the basketball as we go back to play. With a minute 59 left to go. Entry pass comes out to Daigle. McCaleb is guarding him. That is the matchup that Robert Lee was concerned about tonight. There's a screen to free him. Fires the three. Good! He got the screen and knocked it down. 4 point game, 1:41 to go. Reynolds into the front court. Bounce pass top of the key. Back court try, and he threw it away. Elijah Millsap will come back in for Louisiana. Travis Bureau will go out. New Orleans will pressure full court. Inbounds pass comes to Daigle. Reynolds is guarding him. Randell is still in the backcourt. Now he breaks the pressure over the timeline. Pass over on the right side to Dees, right back to Daigle. 1:18 left to go. Big possession here for Louisiana. Daigle gets the screen. Stops. Fires the three. Got another one! Holy cow! 7 point game. 1:05 to go. Caleb in the front court. Stops, fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Reynolds to Parlow for three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound, battled for. Out of bounds, and we'll stay with New Orleans. 51 seconds left. Azrange Suleiman will come in for the Privateers. Elias will go out. 51.7 to go. Privateers with a basketball. Whistle. And a foul. David Dees on a hold. And it'll be Parlow to go to the free throw line. For Dees, his second. We're in the double bonus. Parlow tonight, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Right now, it is a 3-possession game. And the Cajuns, who have been abysmal from the free throw line tonight, are going to have to win it there. Parlow's first is good. Second free throw, got them both. Parlow with 13, those are his first points of the second half, and the Cajuns turn it over. Parlow throws up a wild shot. No good. Dees with a rebound. Oh, that was big. Parlow tried to get the foul, and a technical foul has been called. See if we can clear this up. I think we've got a technical foul called. Randell Daigle will go to the line. Parlow got the technical. That is his fifth personal foul. Parlow was angry because they did not call a foul on that three-point shot that he took. And he mouthed off to the official and picked up a technical foul. Daigle will shoot 4. I think we've had 2 technicals called here. We've had 2 technicals called against UNO. Daigle's first one is good. And the Cajuns can put the game away right here at the free throw line. 45.7 seconds left. Second one, good. Daigle will get two more, and then Dees will shoot. Third one, good. 65-57. Fourth free throw, good. Daigle with 10 points in the last minute. And now the Cajuns will have the ball. I was wrong about Dees shooting. 66-57, 45 seconds to go. Now we've got a whistle because, yeah, David Dees is supposed to be at the free throw line. Dees got, and they're saying, no, you got to be kidding me. Oh, the technical must have been called before Dees was fouled. The technical had to be called before Dees was fouled. Well, Dees is fouled. Now he'll go to the free throw line. What happened was the technical was called before the foul. And so Dees now will go to the free throw line. This will be a two-shot foul as both teams are now in the double bonus. And the Cajuns, with one free throw, believe it or not, can make it a 10-point game. Cajuns trailed by 9 at the half. They've trailed by as many as 13 in the second half, and Dees misses the first one. Come on, David, you got to make those. Well, as badly as they've shot them tonight, they made four big ones just now. Tyron Johnson comes into the game. Millison goes out. One more free throw coming. 44 seconds left. Second one from Dees is good. It's a 10-point game. Reynolds brings it into the front court. Lost it. Got it back. Fires up a three. That's no good. Rebound to the Cajuns. Jump ball will be called. Cajuns have the Gennaro. 35 seconds to go. Daigle brings it into the front court. New Orleans is not fouled yet. Gets the pass over to LaRyan Gary. Back outside to Dees. New Orleans still hasn't fouled, and it doesn't look like they're going to. Inside of 20 seconds to go, and the Cajuns are going to come back from 13 down and get one tonight here at the Dome. And Bo McCaleb, as great as he's been, will end his career never having won a game in the Cajun Dome. Millsap, a long one, and this one's over. 67-57. The Cajuns win by 10. The Cajuns have evened their record at 7-7. They are 4-0 in the Sun Belt Conference. Privateers dropped to 11-4 and 1-2.